Earlier on, you heard me mention the word regifting, but regifting in the pure sense means that we give as we are given. And so today, I want to just stimulate some thoughts about giving on this Thanksgiving Day. And so I offer some words from the gospel reading for today. John chapter 6 and verse 35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Sustenance. Thanksgiving is a time when we think about all the things for which we are grateful, and we reflect on God's generosity. But we do not stay there, because we are mindful that just as God has been generous to us, we must now follow that example in our generosity to others. And you might have noticed, if you listen to the scripture carefully, that the theme of giving is quite evident in all of the readings. So in the first reading from Deuteronomy, chapter 26 and verses 1 to 11, what's addressed there is tithing, giving the first fruits, as we say, giving off the top. And a literal interpretation is that one-tenth of all of our earnings will be returned for God's work. Now, I can just imagine the thoughts going through your head right now when you start your calculation. But it's not a math seminar today. It's a faith seminar. But the idea of tithing is still a common practice for many people of faith. In our time, there's often the discussion about whether this tenth should be from our gross income or from our net income. And quite often there's a substantial difference, isn't it? Nevertheless, there's a school of thought which sees giving as a duty, as an obligation. So the first idea then that comes to mind from the scripture readings about giving is our duty. And the passage from Deuteronomy reflects the law and order days of the Old Covenant, an obligation for the common good and for an orderly society. And in this context, really, giving is laid down in law. But today we embrace the concept of tithing as a discipline in thanksgiving to God for his generosity in providing for us. And I must admit that in Anglican circles, we often do not use the word tithing. We skate around it. We use words like responsible giving. We use other language. But there are some who do not hesitate to use the word tithing. And then we look at the psalm, Psalm 100, one of my favorite psalms. But I must admit, I really do like the King James Version. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. And I'm sure that that resonates with many of us here today. But this psalm reminds us of God's goodness and dependability, and urges us to acknowledge God's blessings in our worship and our praise. And just as we know that we can depend on God, we too must learn to depend on each other. Just think about this for a minute. As part of God's church here at St. George and Young, each of us must know that we are relied on to carry out the responsibilities of our ministry. We are relied on to share in God's work and to honor our commitments to each other by sharing our gifts. Yes, we must be faithful, for we are all counting on each other. So let us all look at ways to improve the trust we place in each other as we seize the opportunities to share God's love in Christian worship and witness. So happy Thanksgiving. The Lord is good. And as we say, God is good all the time, God is good. And today we rejoice that God has blessed us abundantly. And so we offer all of our gifts for the work of the church. Just recently, I've been thinking about our pre-authorized system of giving. And what a simple and convenient way it is to offer our financial gifts. For me, it helps me to budget. And I like budgeting because I like to make sure that enough comes in to cover what goes out. And similarly, I hope that it helps you to budget as well. But more importantly, it helps us to honor God's work through the church. And I dare say that people beyond the church, and sometimes people with no particular faith affiliation, have affirmed that the discipline of financial stewardship has worked well for them. So when we think of gifts, first of all, we think of the duty, as in Deuteronomy. Secondly, we look at the Psalms and we think of God's dependability and our opportunity to be dependable as well. In other words, we model. And now we turn to the reading from Philippians, which encourages us to be determined in giving. Love God, love each other, love the world. And in Paul's letter to the Philippians, his appeal to us is to keep on doing the things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. And the God of peace will be with you. And I would imagine that the Apostle Paul was referring to the gift of love, and he went on to explain it a little further, and the need to be deliberate and determined in sharing God's love. For the Apostle Paul acknowledged that the heart of all relationships is love. And I'm sure that we will agree with the Apostle's conclusion. The love of God through Christ and the love that we share with each other. For it is love that motivated the Apostle Paul, and he urged others to press on towards the goal. Press on, keep pressing on, be determined. So as we celebrate Thanksgiving, let us remember the gift of God's love that we share with each other. And because of God's love for us, he gave us the perfect gift. So when we look at the gospel reading from John chapter 6, verses 25 to 35, the Apostle John is referring to God's perfect gift, self-described in verse 35 as the bread of life. The bread of life. What a perfect gift. And we are aware that bread is symbolic of the essential requirements of life. And for these, we are thankful. We are thankful for the essential requirements of life. But I must challenge each and every one of us, though, to extend that a little and acknowledge all the needs that have been met by our gracious and loving God. On a very personal note, Thanksgiving is always a very special time for me. And one of the things that I remember around Thanksgiving is my own arrival in Toronto on October the 5th, 1969, 48 years ago. And so October the 5th is always special, and it just falls around Thanksgiving. And I give thanks to God for our country of Canada. I am a proud Canadian. But it is not about flag waving or comparing ourselves with other countries. Although that could be quite tempting. Yes, I am proud of my Canadian identity. But I hope that for all of us, Our Christian identity is far more significant than any other identity. Give thanks to God for the many things we are grateful for. And so, let us pause for a moment and think of a few things for which we are thankful. And I know that you're taking over as you think of about 100 things for which you're thankful. Among other things, I'm thankful to God for watching over us and for keeping us safe. In a world where there is so much evil and hostility, in a world where there appears to be a growing tendency to promote fear and division among people of various backgrounds, in a climate where many are erecting barriers to harmony, in a world where there appears to be such senseless violence, like the tragedy in Las Vegas and other places, I hope that you join with me in giving thanks for our Christian vocation to promote peace, to give hope, and to be bridges of understanding among people. So, my sisters and brothers in Christ, let us take the gospel message to all, so that the whole world may make a joyful noise to the Lord, as our psalm for today reminds us. Let us make a joyful noise. But as we reflect on the gospel itself and reiterate the vitality of our lives due to being fed by the bread of life, we must continue to be grateful. And so we come with grateful hearts today before God's throne, because Thanksgiving is a time when we focus, but Thanksgiving is really every day. Every day we are thankful for the obvious gifts and the gifts which are not that obvious. I am the bread of life, says the Lord, and whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So let us give thanks to God for the precious gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, who was not sent to condemn us, to condemn the world, but in order that the world, that all of us, might be saved through him. And so today is a time for thanks. My sisters and my brothers in Christ, these thoughts I share with you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.